For the new year, I really want to make sure that sauning is a big part of my wellness routine, and that's where I'm thrilled to bring in Boncharge. Boncharge is a holistic wellness brand with a huge range of evidence-based products to optimize your life in every way. Founded on science and inspired by nature, all Boncharge products adapt ancestral ways of living in our modern-day world. Their extensive range of premium wellness products help you sleep better, perform better, and have more energy, recover faster, balance hormones, reduce inflammation. The list really is endless. If you're interested, go to boncharge.com/manifest and use coupon code manifest to save 15%. That's boncharge.com/manifest and use coupon code manifest to save 15% off on your purchase. That's boncharge.com/manifest. We're driven by the search for better, but when it comes to hiring, the best way to search isn't for a candidate at all. So stop your search and start matching with Indeed. If you need to hire, then you need Indeed. Indeed is the matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. And listeners of the show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/manifest. Just go to Indeed.com/manifest right now and support our show by saying that you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/manifest. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed. Hi guys, welcome back to another episode of Manifest with Tori DeSimone. I'm your host, Tori DeSimone, and I have the song If We Were a Movie by Hannah Montana stuck in my head, and I can't get it out. All I want to do is sing it. If we were a movie, you'd be the right guy, and I'd be the best friend that you'd fall in love with. In the end, we'd be laughing, watching the sunset fade to black, show the names, play that happy song. Thanks for letting me get that out of my system. Like, truly, it's all that's in my head. What's so funny about that song is in elementary school, my best friend and I, Hannah, she had a stage in her basement, and like, when I tell you, that stage was the best thing to happen to us. We were constantly like making plays and shows, and like, we were like the it girls in that basement. Like, when I tell you, like, we were just constantly working on new content production. Like, we just had play after play, performance after performance. Like, we would put on shows for her parents. Like, you wouldn't even believe. One of the shows that we would put on was, we had a music video to If We Were a Movie by Hannah Montana. And I still remember, like, literally the whole entire dance that we did to that song. And it was good. We even brought our little sister Katie in on it. We're like, Katie, when we say this, like, you do that. Like, we had the production down to that song. And I don't know why it just popped in my head, but it did. And every time I hear that song, I will always think of the shows that we put on in Hannah's basement on the stage. And it was just the best thing ever. They had like a projector and like a screen that came down, and we would do karaoke all the time. Oh my God. We were in like elementary school. So what? That's like kindergarten through fourth grade for us. And we were just going wild. Every single, I feel like her and I were like, you know how you'd call it, like, playing. We would like play like every single night. I swear to God, it was so fun. Oh my God, what a nostalgic little memory I just had. But anyway, hi guys, happy Monday. I hope you guys are having a great day. Oh, it's been a week. Let me tell you why. I was sick this whole week, and that really is not fun. It's just not fun to be sick. But let's rewind a little bit. I want to thank you guys for all of the love on Ashley's episode last week. It got so much love, and so many of you guys were really drawn into it and wanted to learn more about what she had to say. And I was right there with you. Like, I have been so curious and just wanting to learn more ever since our conversation. So I thank you guys so much for the amazing feedback and listening to Ashley and wanting to learn more and following her and supporting her and downloading / purchasing her ebook and all the things. So thank you guys for tons of support. But yeah, this week has been so crazy. So this past weekend we were down at the beach in Sea Isle moving furniture and just like getting the house is like ready for the summertime. And while I was down there, I started to just like feel a little feverish on Sunday night. I'm like, no big deal. Like, it's going to be fine. Well, it was not fine. I woke up Monday. To make a very long story short, I got strep. And yeah, it's really not been fun. It's been taking me out all week. And now I'm just picking up the pieces. And I actually was back in urgent care this morning because I just had a couple things going on that I was like, I just feel like maybe something was missed. So I went back to urgent care and they were like, let's do a mono test. And the way that you test mono, it's a blood test. And I'm really not good with giving blood at all. Like the only time that I've ever actually given a vial of blood, I had it done in my home and I fainted almost. I didn't actually faint, but like it was not a pretty scene. I was fainting. I like almost vomited. Like it was really not good. And then the nurse took my blood pressure right afterwards. And she's like, you know, your blood pressure is really low. I'm like, it's because I'm literally passed out. Like I don't know what else to tell you. So I'm really not good at giving blood. And then the only other time, you guys are going to laugh. The only other time that I had to give blood after that one experience was when I did, it's not 23andMe. What is it? It's like that. Oh, Everly Well. I did an Everly Well food sensitivity test and they make you prick your finger and then you have to like squeeze a little drop of blood, onto this card and then submit it back. And then they, you know, take your blood and do some blood tests with it. I almost passed out from doing that. Okay. Literally from squeezing. Oh my God. I can't even talk about it right now. Like blood onto the card. Okay. I can't talk about it. So what I'm getting at is I'm really not good at anything blood work. So they say mono test. And I'm like, I think that has to do with blood. So the nurse comes back in. I'm like, how do you do mono? Like, how do you take a mono test? And she's like, oh, we just have to get a little bit of blood. And I'm like, okay. So she's like, but we just do it through your finger. And I'm like, honestly, it's the same for me, like finger, arm, like whatever. It's all the same. So she starts like, you know, trying to get some blood out of my finger, pricks my finger. Oh my God. I don't know why I'm talking about this because I'm like actually getting like queasy. So I'm talking about this. She starts like doing the blood test out of my ring finger and I'm like looking away and I swear to God, it was like 5 minutes. It was honestly like one, like it was not long, but I'm just being dramatic. And I'm like, did you get it? And she was like, no, you're just not bleeding. And I'm like, oh my God, like I need you to wrap this up. And she's like, you just have to calm down. Like you're overreacting. I'm like, I know, like I really am. And then as I'm like trying to like calm myself down, my friend walks in the door. She goes, oh my God, I thought I saw your name on the chart. I'm like, Shannon, thank God you're here. And literally I'm like in the middle of like passing out. I'm like, seriously, thank God you're here. Like, I'm so sorry. I'm so dramatic when it comes to blood tests. Like, da da da. Anyway, long story short, everything was totally fine. I'm just really dramatic when it comes to any sort of blood test. I don't know how I'm ever going to give blood. Like, I feel like when you're pregnant, sorry, I just touched the part of my finger that got pricked today. And I just thought that I like reopened it, but I didn't. You don't know how dramatic I am. Like, I had Band-Aids on my fingers and now I took the Band-Aids off and it's like dots. Like literal, like tiny little pricks. Like I'm so dramatic. Oh, but yeah, we had to do two fingers because I couldn't get blood out of one finger. So then they were like, let's try a different finger. I'm like, okay. Anyway, I don't know how I'm ever going to like get pregnant because don't you have to get like IVs and blood drawn and all that sort of stuff? I don't know. It can't be me. Can't be me. But anyway, everything's fine. I'm feeling so much better today. And thank goodness, because it's really not fun being sick. And, you know, I'm always humbled when I get sick because I feel as though I have a very strong immune system. It's been 3 years since COVID, which is wild. Okay, 3 years since lockdown. And knock on wood, I've never gotten COVID that I know of. I mean, every time I've tested, it's been negative. So that's, you know, 0 for, how many times have I been tested? Maybe 5 times, 0 for 5. You know, I've never had COVID as far as I know. So that's been like awesome. And I feel like that's my biomarker these days, is I'm like priding myself. I'm like, yeah, I have a strong immune system. I haven't had COVID, which was kind of a joke, but it's true. Like, I feel like I do have a pretty good immune system, but every time I get sick, I'm like so humbled and I'm like, oh my God, like this is the worst thing in the world. And while I was sick this past week, it just really got me thinking about rest and how valuable resting is and how limited to rest we are when we aren't working. And even when we are working, like we have to work 5 days a week and then we get a 2-day weekend. And then the only other times that we get to rest are like PTO days or long weekends or vacations. But like other than that, like we're expected to work. And even like on the weekends and after work, like we're typically doing other things, like the house might need picking up, or we have to do chores, or we see other people, or we meet up with some people, which is the same as seeing other people. We have like hobbies, responsibilities. We have to take the kids somewhere if you have kids. Like there are other responsibilities outside of just work, and you can't always rest when you're not working. And it just makes me think like you shouldn't have to be sick for the only time in your life to rest. Like you should be allowed to rest when you're feeling run down, or you just like you need a break from life or whatever. Like you should be able to have rest whenever you need to rest. And I'm lucky because I work mostly for myself most of the time. And you know, still with like a sick week, even though I'm self-employed for the most part, there were still deadlines to be pushed back and classes that I had to get subbed out and meetings to be rescheduled and dinners to cancel, and life just like inevitably has to get moved around. And it just got me thinking that I, and maybe we, tend to not value rest, and we can't just like call into our job and say, I'm going to take the week off because I'm just overwhelmed. Like that's not reason enough to take PTO. We have to like have a doctor's appointment or go on vacation, or we have to have like a really actual valid reason. And honestly, like I understand why. I see why we have to have a valid reason why. Like I'm a business owner, so I do depend on my employees, and I'm an employee of my business, so I also depend on myself to continue to show up on days when you don't want to. So it's kind of hard to have like a leg to stand on here, but I guess I'm getting at like I understand why the world works the way it does. I understand why you can't just say like, I just really want the week off, so I'm just going to take the week off. Like I get why that's not really an option. But I do, however, think that this past week, from rescheduling a bunch of things and, you know, saying no to things and canceling things and just moving things like all around and just taking the week to really rest, because that's what my body needed, and because you don't want to get anyone else obviously sick, that I was really able to think like, is the life that I'm living efficient, or am I kind of just creeping back into very comfortable habits of saying yes to people and being a people pleaser? And I guess I have some things to prioritize rest in addition to, you know, your daily life and things like that, and getting back on track when you're feeling like kind of ready to re-enter the world. But I also kind of just wanted to talk about rest today and how it's really easy to slip down a restful slope, if you will, and get too comfortable in rest. And I kind of had that this morning. Like I've been resting this week because I've been starting to very slowly feel better. So this morning I had like a very slow start to my morning, and I was kind of just laying in bed. I'm you know, I was kind of like done like scrolling, which I don't like doing, but I did it this morning. I was done scrolling and watching some YouTube videos, and I'm like, man, I just don't really want to get up. And that's when I was like, okay, like I feel fine. Like it's time for me to kind of re-enter the world. So I wanted to talk about 4 tips to prioritize rest in your daily life that aren't the basics of like, you know, read, take a bath, journal, yoga, meditate, things like that. Like the 4 tips to prioritize rest that I have. But then I also wanted to talk about when you're kind of ready to re-enter the world post-rest, kind of just like a master list that I have of getting yourself quote unquote back on track, but just like back to feeling good again. Because I feel like when you're sick or restful or down or whatever it is, I don't always feel the best. Like I don't always feel super good. And post sickness, post rest, I want to feel good. So these are 4 tips that I have to prioritize rest in your daily life so that it doesn't ever get to the point where you're like, oh my God, like I'm just feeling so overwhelmed with life that I need to just like take a week off. But then also how to kind of re-enter the world if you are sick and you're re-entering, or you do need to take PTO just for a day and be like, okay, let me have a day and then recenter my mind. And these are my tips. So let's get started with my 4 tips to prioritize rest in your daily life. For the new year, I really want to make sure that sauning is a big part of my wellness routine, and that is where I'm thrilled to bring in Boncharge. Boncharge is a holistic wellness brand with a huge range of evidence-based products to optimize your life in every way. Founded on science and inspired by nature, all Boncharge products adapt ancestral ways of living in our modern-day world. Their extensive range of premium wellness products help you sleep better, perform better, and have more energy, recover faster, balance hormones, reduce inflammation. The list really is endless. So from blue light glasses, sterilite therapy, to EMF management and circadian-friendly lighting, Boncharge products help you naturally address the issues of our modern day way of life effortlessly with maximum impact. One of my favorite products from Boncharge is their infrared sauna blanket. I loved sauning and I have for a really long time, but the problem is I always have to go to the gym, and a lot of times I want a sauna at night when I'm cozy at home. I just don't want to leave. That's why using the infrared sauna blanket at home has been so amazing. This is a really great way to ease stress and unwind at the end of the day. It's also really good to detoxify, and it promotes lower inflammation in the body, which is really, really huge. What's also really cool is that because this is a blanket, your head is out of it. So it's honestly, I find it's easier to stay in this longer. And because my head is out of it, I'm able to like read a little bit longer, and my body still gets all the good benefits that I get while being in the sauna blanket. It's really easy to set up, and it's also really easy to clean. It takes less than a minute to set up. It heats up really quickly, and I can enjoy like a 30, 40 minute session in the sauna blanket while I'm relaxing, reading, watching TV, meditating. While if I'm in the sauna, I can really only stay in it for like 15 minutes because it gets so hot and uncomfortable, but because my head's out, I'm able to stay in it longer, but I still get all the benefits of it. I just feel so much more relaxed after my sessions. I just feel really, really good, and I just love ending my night with a sauna. Boncharge ships worldwide in rapid time. They have free shipping on every sauna blanket. They also have easy returns and exchanges, and they have a 12-month warranty. If you're interested, go to boncharge.com/manifest and use coupon code manifest to save 15%. That's boncharge.com/manifest and use coupon code manifest to save 15% off on your purchase. That's boncharge.com/manifest. We're driven by the search for better, but when it comes to hiring, the best way to search isn't for a candidate at all. So stop your search and start matching with Indeed. If you need to hire, then you need Indeed. Indeed is the matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. So ditch the busy work and use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. And Indeed doesn't help you just hire faster. 93% of employers agree that Indeed delivers the highest quality matches compared to other job sites, according to a recent Indeed survey. I've been using Indeed for years, and one of the things that I love the most about it is that it just makes hiring really easy. So all I have to do is post a job description, and the candidates that match exactly what I'm looking for get sent right to me. So I don't have to filter through anyone that's like unqualified or anyone that isn't exactly what I'm looking for. Like, I get exactly what I'm looking for. And then the hard part actually becomes hiring the best person, because everyone is almost overqualified for the job. So I really love it. I get to leverage over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day. So the Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences. So the more that you use Indeed, the better it gets. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. And listeners of the show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/manifest. Just go to Indeed.com/manifest right now and support our show by saying that you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/manifest. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed. All right, my first tip is to have a hard work stop. This is so difficult, yet so important. If you constantly feel like you're always working, it's always going to feel like it just simply never stops. Working can be something that you are passionate about, and you have to have more than just your career, even if you love what you do. Like, I am one of the first people to always come on this podcast and say, I want you to be passionate about what it is that you do for work and your career. I want you to love it. And I think that is one of like the best things about being an entrepreneur, is that 9 times out of 10, you really love what you're doing and it's very fulfilling for you. But even with fulfilling work that you love, you still can't do it all the time. Otherwise, you are going to start to resent it. So find that hard stop when it comes to working, whether it's in the middle of the day and maybe you work in like the morning and nights with afternoons off, or maybe you work in the morning and afternoon with a hard stop at like 5 p.m., or maybe you only need 4 hours of work, so you schedule that from 1 to 5. Whatever it is, whatever your schedule looks like, because it's going to be different for everyone, have a hard stop and really respect that boundary. That's the hard part. Building the confidence of saying to yourself, like, I'm going to stop at 5, and then actually stopping at 5, knowing that emails and texts are still going to roll in after 5. Like, it's kind of silly of us, right, to assume that just because we stop at 5, the rest of the world is going to stop at 5 as well. We need to be okay with the uncomfortable fact of closing our laptops, turning off our work phones, and like just being done until tomorrow. And that's really uncomfortable, but having that hard work stop will really make you feel very rested in work and really excited to get back to it tomorrow. You'll be surprised. Number 2 is having a consistent bedtime. Sleep is the key to restfulness, and I kind of think back to even childhood about this. Like, I remember I would always go to bed, well, at least I think I did, at the same time every night when I was a kid. Like, 8 p.m. was like my bedtime, and I was rarely allowed to stay up past 8 p.m. Maybe it was 9 because American Idol was on at 8. But even if like the show ended at, like, if it was a 2-hour show, like, we had to watch it on DVR the next day. Like, we were done. Like, whenever our bedtime was, like, 8 or 9, I think it started at 8, and then as I got like a little older, it was 9. But whenever our bedtime was, like, we were very consistent with our bedtime. And obviously, like, as kids, you have a schedule and, you know, you go to school, you have after school activities. Like, kids are very busy. And as adults, we kind of either get busier or we kind of just don't become as busy. I'm definitely not as busy as I was when I was a kid. Like, waking up early, going to school, and then coming home and having like a million after school activities. Like, I don't do that stuff anymore. You know what I mean? But like, as a kid, that was just so normal. So what I'm getting at is that it's so important to have a quality bedtime so that you are waking up feeling really well rested. Your life is just simply like so much better when you sleep well and you sleep consistently. You know the saying, I actually have 2 diet culture analogies in today's episode, which is bizarre. But anyway, do you know the saying, you can't outwork a bad diet? You can't over-caffeinate a bad sleep routine. You just need sleep, and there's no way of really getting around that. There's a lot of scientists on this app, and by on this app, I mean like on Spotify, wherever you're listening to this podcast, that can explain this a lot better than I will ever be able to. So I'm just going to recommend any podcast that Dr. Matthew Walker has ever been a guest on or has spoken on. He has a really in-depth, long episode with Joe Rogan that is really good. He also has one with Andrew Huberman. And Dr. Matthew Walker has a book called Why We Sleep, and that is also really good. So if you just want to learn more about why sleep is so good for you and like the dramatic benefits of sleep and the dramatic effects that sleep has on our lives, I recommend listening to anything by Matthew Walker. It's really, really wild. And just having that consistent bedtime to ensure that you are waking up feeling really rested will help you with everything in your life. I also recently purchased an Oura ring, maybe about 2 months ago, and I purchased that really to track my period, but it also tracks your sleep, your restfulness, activity, period, everything like that. And it's been really amazing. But I will, however, say that I'm having a slight identity crisis because yesterday they just came out with this new feature. Well, maybe it's new to me because I've now had my ring for 8 weeks. So it's been like tracking me for 8 weeks, but it told me my chronotype, and my chronotype is late morning. Like, talk about an identity crisis. Okay. That's like something to get into for another day. But your chronotype, I thought it was like so interesting when it was kind of explained to me on the Oura Ring app and like what it is, but very interesting. Sorry, all this sleep. I literally just yawned in the middle of that sentence. But yeah, I found it very interesting, and I'm a late morning chronotype, which I was like, I thought I'd be an early morning or like a morning period, but no, late morning. And then said that my ideal sleep schedule is from 11 p.m. to 7 a.m. I don't know why that was so shocking to me. Like, honestly, because I get tired at 9, but I guess I don't really go to bed until like, my boyfriend is like such a night owl. So like, he loves to stay up late, and I want to hang out with him. So I try and like hang out with him later at night, but I just like go to bed so late, I guess, because of it. I don't know. It's wild. But anyway, having a consistent bedtime is so key to feeling constantly rested. Number three is break free from your routine. I find that when I do something out of my routine, like go on vacation or a spontaneous drive or a really fun activity, I get really motivated in the creative aspect of my life, which tends to bleed into my work and in my career. Breaking free from the day-to-day routine on like the weekends or after work or before work allows me to feel really, really renewed and reinvigorated in my work life. And this can honestly just be as simple as like going to a coffee shop before starting work. A couple weeks ago, I was at hot yoga and I was driving home and I passed this coffee shop and these two girls were coming out of the coffee shop and they had like tote bags on and they looked super cute. And it was like 8 a.m. and I'm like, oh my God, these girls like totally, they don't even know it. They just like changed my life. Like I just got the biggest surge of motivation to like go take a shower, like straighten my hair, like look cute before work. Like I bet they're like work from home girls and they just like walked out of their apartment, went downstairs, got a coffee. Like they changed my life. And I was literally like, it's small little things like that that just really reinvigorate you and make you feel excited again and inspired. And like, I wouldn't have felt that way had I not went to a hot yoga class that morning and broke free from my routine and just did something a little out of the ordinary. It doesn't have to be huge. Like you don't have to travel to like Japan to feel like a crazy difference. It can literally be the smallest, smallest things. Like after I left urgent care this morning, I was like, I really want Starbucks. So I went and I got Starbucks. And I just have to say, like, after I got that Starbucks, I just wanted to stay out. I ran a couple errands. I took the long way home. It's also St. Patrick's Day today. So I drove by like this one Irish bar. I was like, I want to see what they're up to. It was like just a really fun little drive I had by myself today. I was listening to Luke Combs on Joe Rogan. I learned a lot about him that otherwise I wouldn't have had I not gotten Starbucks. It was just really nice to break away from my routine because I just felt really inspired again. And sometimes when we need rest, what we really just need is a break from our mundane day-to-day lives. And it can be something as extreme and fun as like hiking or traveling or going somewhere brand new, but it also could be something as small as just turning on a new song or going to take a different workout class or going to get coffee before you start your workday. Things like that, like small little things, the small little breaks from your routine. And the fourth tip that I have to prioritize rest in your daily life is to be intentional with your yeses. Saying yes to others is saying no to yourself. And people are very understanding. And this is kind of like coming back to what I was saying in episodes prior. It's really easy to get a hold of people nowadays, whether it's on text or social media. And that access to other people being easier than ever also means that it's easier than ever for other people to ask for your time. So we have to be better than ever at being intentional with our time, whether that means saying yes to something or saying no to something. We have to get really good at saying yes or saying no. I personally am too good at saying yes. I need to like work on saying no more. So if we feel like we're being spread way too thin, it's probably because we are being spread too thin, and we're also just very readily available to others. You're allowed to say no to an invitation, especially if you'd rather be spending or investing that time elsewhere. Here's also where this has helped me. If you think of free time, like time in general, as something that we only have a limited amount of, and we have to then choose how we spend that time. We hear that phrase all the time, like spend your time wisely. It's because we only have a certain amount. If we had $100 and we had to spend that $100 wisely, would we spend it on the first person that's asking for $95 of that $100? Probably not. So use your time like you have a budget of it. You have an allowance of it. You only have so much time for yourself, for free time, for other people, for things that really make you feel good and well-rested and fulfilled. So choose how you spend that time wisely. Invest that time wisely. Get good at saying no to others and saying yes to yourself. So I find that those four tips: have a hard work stop, be consistent with bedtime, break from your routine, and be intentional with your yeses, are a really good way to feel rested in a day-to-day life that aren't the normal, like meditate, journal. Of course, practicing self-care and wellness are other ways of that. But I find that these four ways are ways that I tend to not get a burnout feeling and where I feel like I'm able to really go at a pace that is sustainable and feels normal. Like it feels good. Now, on the flip side of this, whenever we do have these moments of burnout or being sick, or we just kind of need to like take a minute, but then we're ready to re-enter our life, these are my tips. I have five of them. But I also just want to say, like, kind of what I was saying earlier, it's easy to get in a slump where you're like, man, this rest like feels good, and it gets like to be an addicting feeling. It's easy to feel like that. So I want you to choose the choice of feeling good again. And these five tips always help me feel good again. So it's kind of like when I'm ready to get my shit together. I actually made a list when I was in urgent care today, and I was like, things I need to do today: record the podcast, order groceries. And then I wrote, get my life together for fuck's sake. And like, this is my list. So I want to read to you guys my list. So number one is clean and declutter. I tend to be like a pack rat whenever I get sick or I just veg out for a couple of days, whatever it might be. Like, I will just collect a million things around me. Like, my kitchen island right now is a mess. It has everything from like CVS, it has chapsticks on it, it has water bottles, it has, I got a package in from Story the other day. Like, it just has everything on it. And my coffee table, it has like my laptop, my iPad, my Kindle, more chapstick. Like, it just has like so much crazy. Like, I just collect wherever I go. I'm just like, let me just bring this with me and I'll just leave it here because I'm going to come back for it. So I just like build clutter really, really quickly when I veg out and like hold steak in a certain place for a couple of days. So the first thing that I like to do is just clean and declutter everything. I cleaned my couch. I cleaned my kitchen. I even cleaned my car out a little bit today. I like to unload and load the dishwasher, wipe down the counters, get laundry going. I like to just clean and declutter everything that's like in my sight and just literally clean the sickness away, the laziness away, the vegetation of myself away. I just really like to make it as clean and clutter-free as possible. It just makes me feel really good. The second thing is take a shower. Honestly, tell me something a shower can't fix. Like, it is truly magical what happens when you take a shower. Like on Wednesday, for example, I woke up like really not feeling good. I took a shower. The way I immediately felt 100 times better. It is so crazy, the powers of a shower. Taking a shower is so truly magical, and like, you really can't tell me otherwise. So just take like a nice long hot shower. My birthday is coming up and my mom got me an early birthday present. She got me a towel warmer. That towel warmer is, I don't know how I went 25 years without it. Like, it's quite literally the best thing I've ever gotten in my life. So taking a shower when I was sick with the towel warmer, oh my God. You could also just put a towel like in a dryer and just run it quickly and it'll heat it up. Oh my God, it's just amazing. So take a shower. You will feel like a brand new person. Number three, what can you reschedule? This is like my second comparison of diet culture in this episode, which is crazy. But you know the saying, like when you miss a day, this is in diet culture that I'm speaking. When you miss a day and you feel like you have to do work to catch up, like maybe you go to the gym extra or eat extra clean, the narrative of that is now shifting to just pick up where you left off. And I love that. And I want to adopt that mindset into this as well. If you've missed a week of work for whatever reason, whether it's sick, vacation, PTO, like whatever it is, coming back and feeling like you have to work extra hard to catch up completely erases all the work that you just put in from the rest and from the vacation. So rather, instead of packing in everything and trying to reschedule everything, simply pick up where you left off. And people, like I said earlier, are really understanding. So give yourself grace, don't stress about work and being behind, and do what you can do to simply pick up where you left off. You'll most likely find that everything won't get rescheduled, meaning that it wasn't as important as it felt in that moment anyway, which should bring you a little bit of feeling good. But also just know that like, you will get to where you need to be and everything's going to work out and it's going to be okay. So just pick up where you left off and do what you can. Number four, grocery shop. I was living off of toast and apples when I am sick and I like need food in the house. And I also always feel like after I get over being sick, I always love to grocery shop. And I don't know, like it hits different after you're sick. It just is so inspiring almost. I don't know what it is. I always just found that like post-sickness, I always just want to eat as healthy as I can to really nourish myself. And I'm like, I love grocery shopping after I am getting over something because I just feel renewed in like the weirdest way. And I hope I'm not like alone, or I hope that doesn't come across any like toxic or bad or anything like that, because that's not how I mean it. I typically just mean that I always want to put good into my body after I have been sick, and grocery shopping afterwards just feels really, really good. So I'm doing like a big grocery haul restock and just refilling the fridge and cleaning out the fridge and cleaning out the pantry. Just feels so, so, so good. Kind of goes back to tip number one of clean and declutter. And finally, my last tip, when you are ready to re-enter the world and kind of get your shit together, for lack of a better term, is to ease back into it. Take the next week to slowly and gradually just begin to maybe wake up earlier, until you're back at your normal time. Like if you were normally waking up at 6 a.m., but while you were resting or sick or whatever it might be, you started to wake up at 9, 10, whatever it might be, just kind of set your alarm back 30 minutes until you're back to where you were pre-sick or pre-rest, whatever it might be, and just give yourself grace. Like our bodies take time and our bodies are a lot smarter than we think. Like our bodies are a lot smarter than our minds most of the time. And if our body needs rest, like our body will make sure that we get the rest. And when we're ready to jump back into it, we will jump back into it. So don't force it. Don't try to do a crazy strenuous workout just because you feel like you should or that you're ready to get back into it. Or you feel like you should be ready to get back into it, I should say. If your body is ready, it will tell you that it's ready. So just ease back into it. Don't overdo it. And just let yourself comfortably and gracefully come back into a space of being 100% again. So this episode was definitely shorter today, but it's because I'm still not 100%. So I'm not going to go too wild or too crazy or anything today, but I kind of just wanted to talk a little bit about rest and how I prioritize rest in a daily sense and my tips for re-entering the world to feel good yet again. So I hope this was helpful and I hope you guys enjoyed it and I hope it started your Monday off on a positive note. Thank you guys so much for listening to Manifest. Please be sure to rate the podcast 5 stars. You guys are like blowing up the show. Ratings, sharing it on your story. It has been helping the show so much. It is crazy seeing the show grow so much over the last, honestly, since the new year, it has really taken off and really grown a ton. And I thank you guys so much for all of that. So please be sure to rate the show wherever you guys are listening. And I cannot wait to talk to you guys next week. Have a wonderful Manifest Monday, and I'll talk to you guys soon. Bye, guys.